Good morning. A secondary cold front associated with that big storm that mostly pulled through yesterday is working through the region this morning. It's brought cloud cover back into the region and even a few sprinkles across extreme northern New York and central and northern Vermont. Not much in the way of rainfall, but the cloud cover is extensive and it's actually pushed the temperatures back up overnight through the 40s and toward the 50-degree mark in most places. While it will be cooler than yesterday, temperatures are seasonable, and with an increase in sunshine throughout the day and a northwest breeze, temperatures will not climb all that much and stay in the middle and upper 40s across the mountains and get into the lower and middle 50s across the valleys. Some places in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England will reach into the upper 50s today. High pressure will continue to build in behind that departing storm, and skies will be clear tonight. It'll be seasonably cold, with most places in the upper 20s and lower 30s by sunrise. In fact, with that high pressure center right overhead tomorrow morning, clear and cold will lead to lots of sunshine and a nice warm-up during the course of the morning and into the afternoon as highs reach the lower 50s. A weak disturbance will pass through the Great Lakes during the day tomorrow and head into our region. As a result, we'll have an increase in cloud cover through the day, but it will stay dry through the trick-or-treat hours. Temperatures toward and then after sunset will slide back from the lower 50s and into the 40s. Overnight on Saturday night, clouds will thicken, and there's a chance of a few passing showers late Saturday night and first thing Sunday morning. Sunday afternoon, we'll go back to some sunshine, and temperatures will be in the upper 50s. A large ridge of high pressure will try to establish itself over the eastern part of the country as a trough digs out west. This will push temperatures back up as we head into the new week. A weak disturbance may produce a few clouds on Monday, but plenty of sunshine mixed in with highs near 60. Then with abundant sunshine through the middle of next week, temperatures for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday will climb well into the middle 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of south-central Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Sufficient instability, combined with gradually veering winds with height in the low levels of the atmosphere, should be favorable for supercells today. Any supercell could produce large hail, wind damage, and a tornado risk. And a wet pattern will develop across the Pacific Northwest into the weekend. Rain will be heavy at times, especially over the mountains. 4 to 8 inches of rain is likely over the mountains for the 48-hour period covering today and tomorrow, with locally higher amounts possible. This will cause sharp rises on area rivers. Minor flooding is possible on some area rivers by tomorrow morning, and flooding concerns for rivers will continue into Sunday. Of particular concern is the Mount Rainier area and rivers flowing out of the park. Flood watches have been issued for the northwest corner of Washington State. And the last WorldWide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Freeport in the Bahamas at 4:45 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at La Paz, Bolivia, at 11 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility and fog, 23 degrees with a west wind at 87 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 17 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 50 degrees, the dew point 35, 57% relative humidity, a west wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.78 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 at Alice, Harlingen, and Laredo, all in Texas, to a low of 11 at Kyle, South Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 50s, Boston sunny, breezy in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 70 degrees, the low 38. The average temperature 54, that's 9 degrees above normal. 0.7 of an inch of rain yesterday, 3.20 inches for the month, which is 0.25 of an inch below average, and 33.23 inches for the year, which is 0.33 of an inch above average. The average high temperature at Albany today, 54 degrees, the average low 36, the record high 80 set in 1946, and the record low 20 in 1969. Sunrise this morning is at 7:26 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:51 p.m., 10 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine, breezy, cooler today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Clear and seasonably cold tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the upper 50s. Clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine, breezy, and cooler today with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Clear and seasonably cold tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today, with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Clear tonight with lows near 30. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing sunshine, breezy and cooler today with highs in the lower 50s. Clear and seasonably cold tonight with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, dry through the evening, highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy, a few passing showers Sunday morning in the upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds 60 on Monday. Mostly sunny Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and warmer with highs in the mid-60s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.